to the money zone, we pay to play. Win or lose, somebody getting paid today. About to make the grudge papers, guess it's safe to say. Line up, and we gon' make you famous today. Somebody tell mama they done smoked up the kitchen. Put yourself on the board and play your position. It's a win-win, so how could you lose? Pick one and ride with them, you got something to prove. As a
N-G-R-A.
Guilty of disturbing the peace. You ain't a racer, get you some holla dollars at least. Yeah, we grudge it for cash. Chairman of the board got his foot on the gas. Turn them lights on, you better get you a victory. Don't know who Willie Dog is, check your history. Rules to the game, money, math, and mystery. You gotta keep cool and you gotta have heart. That's the number one rule. That's the
N-G-R-A.
N-G-R-A.
We're locking in and getting paid.
Why I gotta feel like that? I got some.
The host would like you to unmute your microphone. You can press star 6 to unmute.
How about that? Does anybody hear me?
You are unmuted.
All right, there we go. Definitely got to hire somebody to come do this stuff. I have no idea. This stuff is straight 360 from what I started with, so I don't know what the heck is going on. I'm keeping up best I can, but it takes two to make one. You got to have communication with the thing that you trying to become one with, that damn phone out. This equipment, I don't know what to do with it no more. Anyway, good evening, folks. Welcome to the Smack Talk Show, the nation's best graduates radio. 90 minutes of nonstop news and entertainment dedicated to the most exciting of all motorsports. And that, my friends, that, my very, very good friends, will be graduation. If you don't know why I got to be like that, now you know. Smack Talk Show is created to be your national link. The grudge racing scene from the streets of New York all the way down to Miami. The whole nation, y'all, and all in between. So buckle up. Get ready. Get set. Let's do the NGRA Today Show. Smack Talk Show. The Pro Stock Show. The commissioner of the NGRA.
The commissioner.
What did I do? Of the NGR. So, we have a small sanctioning body, but we're thinking about expanding. We're thinking about selling franchises. We're thinking about selling franchises to expand the NGRA, to scale it up. It was designed, it was built to scale, and now that time is here. We're going to scale it up, so we're going to scale NGRA. We're going to sell some franchises, and I'll be talking to some of you about which franchises we're gonna buy. Some we're gonna
mic check.
Can you hear me?
Your mic is working, guys. Your mics are working.
Ghetto Cowboy, what's up, Dr. Clifford Milton? What's good with you, man? Appreciate the two of you being here. So yeah, we're working on some projects, man. We're working on some expanding and doing something, but you know, it's hard out here. Hard out here for all the brands, and we all struggling, doing everything we do out of our pocket. So it's all good that you know You know, we all doing the same thing. We out here trying to make it. That's what it is. You know, everybody's doing the best they can with what they got. That's what Thurgood Marshall always said, doing the best I can with what I got. Playing the hand that I was given. It is what it is. So, but listen, a man asked me a question, asked me why I got to be like that. So, you know, he asked me to ask the people why I got to be like that. And that's a good question. So I'm thinking about some things, why I got to be like that. Why I got to be that I'm going to win the macaroni and cheese contest for North and South, and everybody's going to be happy for me that I won. Everybody's going to be glad to see I won because we all teamed up to make a big macaroni and cheese contest. And you know who won? Everybody that was in it. All the brands that's going to be in it is the brands that's going to win that. Because at the end of the day, I lost the banana pudding contest. OG Bobby kicked my ass. OG Bobby kicked my ass. He did. Ain't no bullshit about it, man. You know, he was nice about it. He was gracious. Bobby was all cool up in the corner and shit. He fucked me up, and I was mad about it. I was mad on the inside. I ain't like losing, but you know what? I was glad that I was a part of the family because, you know, even though I lost, I'm still a part of the story. I'm still a part. Listen, you can't talk about the banana pudding contest that Dexter Curry and Long Island Joe and that whole North versus South team put together. You can't talk that story without me being included because I was in the contest. I feel like absolutely. I should have had one, but my brand was a part of the story, though.
I think Avon and OG Bobby felt that way entirely.
Well, you know, everybody think they're the biggest, they're the best. Everybody, and look, there's so many wars out here now. Everybody think they're the biggest, they're the best. You heard everybody. I'm the biggest this. I'm the biggest that. And you know, everybody's got their brands, but you know, just.
Join the meeting.
There's always a contest. There's always a contest. Which brand is the biggest? Which brand is the biggest? This one is that one. You know, we all got big brands. It's just a matter of, you know, how do you ever prove something like that on every level? Like, you can't prove it on, like, you know, you got to have a contest, a way that everybody can prove they got the biggest brand. But something that covers, like, all brands, you know. Some 360 shit covers all brands. Oh, but you know what?
Well, unless I'm mistaken, I heard you ask about something about why I got to be like that. But why I got to be that way? Everybody got to be the best in their brand. Why I got to be that way? I heard you ask that question. So,
I actually know the answer to this. And this big-ass head they call a tank, and it's wide. And This motherfucker got a lot of shit up in it, you know. Over the years, I've captured one, a thing or two. I don't know everything, and I'm smart enough to know that. And, you know, I know there's a lot of people a lot smarter than me and know a lot more things. But I do know this one. I heard a guy say, Myron Golden, he said that in order for there to be the law of polarity states, in order for there to be good, there must be evil. In order for there to be up, there must be down. In order to be left, there must be right. So everything, right, the two of them equal one thing, right? Two equals one. It's called the 360. Two equals one. You must have, you ever seen a one-sided card? Don't every paper have two sides? Don't every coin have two sides? Every bill have two sides? Every team have two sides, the offense and the defense, every sport? Even in rap, you got hard rap and gangster rap. The two sides. There must be two to make one.
I was going to ask you, how the fuck you get two to one? I was going to ask you that until you said you got a piece of paper got two sides, which it does, but it's one piece of paper. I was going to ask you that until you said that one shit right there. The piece of paper got two sides because it do, and it's still one sheet of paper. Other than that, I was getting ready to fuck you up on that one. I was getting ready to go on. Listen, we're going to debate that one. I was getting ready to go in on you, Doctor.
But listen, one side don't make a piece. The one side don't make a piece. It must be three in order to get one.
Got to be two sides standing firm on something.
Well, no, it must be three to cover everything. It must be three. It must be three to cover everything. See, because you have the front side, you have the back side, and together they're the page, right? So you take the page in order to cover everything. They need to be three. The front side and the back side need to be one in order to cover to cover everything. You covered one side when you said the front. You covered one side. You said the back. But to cover everything, you have to say the page. So you need the 360 effect. The 360 says the two must equal one, and one and two equals three, and three is the only way. Only way 50 and 10 equal 360 to cover everything.
All right. All right. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm on Pro Stock Joe's talk show. I'm on spring break. Officially, I'm on vacation for a good over a week. I'm on spring break, so I'm sipping. Does anybody understand what the fuck he just said? Anybody?
I don't.
Pro Stock, I need you to answer that. I need to know I want to know if I got to put this motherfucker down, tenure for a month and a half. I don't know. Does anybody understand what the fuck he just said? Please.
Well, I don't know. I know I just created a new formula, Chris. I created a new formula. It's called the.
I heard what you said.
It's called the 360 remix. The 360
Listen,
remix.
I got the piece of paper. I got the piece of paper.
Right.
Two sides.
Right.
I got that.
But the two have to make one. And one and two is three. No,
you're
listen,
right.
Understand that. I got the piece of paper, right?
You know what?
Come on, this shit makes sense like a motherfucker if you listen. Now, if you don't want to hear you ain't going to try to hear it. But listen now. Hold on. This makes
I'm
sense like a motherfucker.
Hell yeah, make it.
The formula is called the NGRA 360. That's the formula. The NGRA 360 remix. So now, understand. You need two to make one, right? And they make three, and you need three to cover, so that everybody's covered. That's the 360 effect. So now, you must have a three for 50 and 10 to equal 60. That's the formula. The secret part is how you get 50 and 10 to cover everybody. See, that's the formula. But anyway, and that's a conversation to be had at a later time. But the point is, you got the front side, you got the back side. That's two different sides, right? But they have to be partners to become a page. To be one thing, they have to become partners to be one thing, right? That's called the NGRA 360 remix, the 360 remix. You have to look at it like that. You have to look at it like that. You have to have two things become one thing in order. Your math ain't mathing. No, that's grudge math right there. That's grudge math. That's NGRA grudge math. NGRA grudge math. And understand, okay, listen. See if I'm wrong with this. Stop me when I say something wrong. Anybody raise your hand. You got the front side of the paper, right? Front side, yes?
Yeah.
I'm going to put the piece of paper right here. Shut the goddamn light on this motherfucker. Y'all can see the paper. This the front side.
Yeah, we can see it.
This the back side. Let me cut this bitch off so y'all can see me. Y'all don't hear this goddamn shit. Now, I know I came up with some history making shit right here now. I ain't gonna pat myself on the back. I just wanna say, look, okay. Shit, my math ain't math. But thank you, Dion Kennedy. Hang on the map. Okay. So this is the front and this is the back, right? This is the front. This is the back. All right. Now, what is this I'm holding in my hand? What am I holding? Am I holding the front or am I holding the back? Am I holding two things or am I holding one thing?
One thing. Yeah, fuck that. One thing.
So, now.
You're holding one thing.
One thing, right. So, but now. Didn't I just name three different things? I named the front, I named the back, and I named the page. They're the same thing, though, but they must be together to make one thing. 360 effect. The front and the back equals the page together is 360. They must be three in order for to be 360.
Okay, I get that part. You know, that's some deep shit right there. You know what?
It is. But see, the second part is, how do you get 50 and 10 to equal 60? That's the part. And you know how I got the 3, but now how do I get to 60? That's the part you got to find out. That's the conversation. How do you get to 360? You make 50 equals 10.
I thought you said you was talking to somebody. Said how, why I got to be that way?
Yeah, why I got to be that? Why I got to be that way? Okay, so you said 1 + 1 equals 2. No, 1 + 1 + 1 equals 3. Actually, Dion, 1 + 1. That's the new math. 1 + 1 equals 3. The new math. Anyway, your brother, your father, and your husband. That's one. I mean, that's three different people, three different identities, three different titles, but one brand, one man, Deion Kennedy. 3 = 1.
You're saying you could be a liar? And a
No. No, the trilogy is the complete of everything. Three means the completion of everything. I mean, two must be one to make three.
Some shit I just can't resist saying sometimes. I don't care what nobody says.
I don't know. I'm just coming up with a new concept. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about, y'all. I'm coming up with a new concept. I'm trying to come up with that, how that shit makes sense. It was making sense before. I don't know about making sense now, but, you know, I'll be thinking sometimes. Everybody be thinking about some shit. How can you make this work? How can you make this work? Everybody be doing that shit. I ain't the only one. I mean, tell me what's the wildest shit you ever tried to make work. You ever figured out who was the top 10 or something? How did you figure out who was the top 10 or something? Like, what? Didn't you figure out who your top 10? Everybody got a top 10, right? Everybody got a top. Come on, man. Hey, Fox, about it. You got a top 10? Top 10 all time grudge racers. Top 10 all time basketball players. Top 10 female soccer players. Top 10 women basketball players. I know Lisa Leslie in there, but I'm not gonna argue with who. But you got a favorite, a top 10 list?
Yes. Yep.
Talk about it. I can't hear you. Are you talking?
Yeah, yes, I do.
Yeah, what's your favorite top 10 list? Not who's on it, but what's the favorite top 10 list you keep that you know about?
Talk about like basketball or you talk about racing?
Either one or both of them.
Well, Tony Bonds.
No, I'm not asking who they are. Okay, go ahead.
Trigger Man.
Okay.
Willie Dawes.
That's three.
Black Nasty.
That's four.
Copperhead.
That's five.
Kenny Ferguson.
Graduates of all time, or active, whatever.
Mike Hill.
That's eight.
The Ruler.
That's nine.
I like Mark Hayes.
Okay, the top 10 grudge brands of all time. Boom, there you go. Top 10 grudge race brands of all time. What's your top 10 grudge race brands of all time, Ghetto Cowboy? Top 10 grudge race brands. Deion Kennedy, what's your top 10 grudge race brands? They could be a promoter, could be a racer, could be a car, you know, and the car people associated with the car. What's your top 10 grudge race brands? It could be an event, you know, like No Guts, No Glory is one of my top 10 grudge race brands. Man, we got together and did that shit like nothing ever seen. I mean, Baldy showed so much courage, so much. Like, you know, he showed balls when he decided to take it from Brayden. That was a good event. It was there. It was it was thriving. It was good. But, you know, he saw the vision where it could become bigger and no hard feelings to nobody, you know. He moved it to a different location, and Ozzy welcomed the event with open arms, and the whole grudge community, the whole car culture got behind that effort, man, and we made that shit big as fuck. We even started calling it the Super Bowl of grudge. Baldy said, no guts, no glory. If you don't take a chance, no guts, no glory. What the fuck that mean? That was some big balls that man showed, his whole team. And his whole fucking team, don't forget about Smoke and Mark and the don't forget with no names. I can't, you know, I know you, but, you know, I know all of you, the whole Florida Boy Racing Association, all you guys down there, man. And but, yeah, big shit. But in top 10 grudge brands, top 10 grudge brands. It could be a racer. It could be a car. It could be a person. You know, it could be Patty Cake. It could be Miss Barber. It could be, you know, Gregory Sharp. It could be anybody. It could be Crunch. You know, it could be Goro. Top 10 grudge brands. You love the hate. You love the love. You know, the owner. The owner says so. Underdog. Who? Top 10 grudge brands. Trigger Man already been said. Tony Bynes already been said. Willie Dawg. Mike Hill already been said.
Could it be Mark Jackson?
One of your favorite. One of your favorite grudge race brands. Okay. Good. Christine Randall, how you doing, love? That's one of my favorite pro stock Joe fans. How you doing? She make me feel like I'm somebody. Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate that. James here. What's up, Dr. Gregory Sharp, man? You get better, man. I seen you home recuperate, man. Y'all say a prayer for Gregory Sharp, man. He at home recuperating from the surgery, man. I hope everything went well. I'm sure it looks like it is because you're up here. And definitely, man, y'all make sure y'all go out to support Deion Kennedy's season opener on March the 30th up at the fabled Bud's Creek. It's a good annual event. Always there, man. Lots of racing. Good deal, Gregory Sharp. Good deal, man. Glad to see it, man. Glad to see it. So, yeah, let's go support that. Hey, Deion, what you got? What surprise you got for the people this year? Or you gonna keep it a secret? Deion Kennedy, what surprise you got for the people? Give us a little one surprise. Do some breaking news right in here on the NGRA platform in right now. Do some breaking news about what surprises you got for them. But anyway, we're back into the top 10 brands of grudge. Your favorite top 10 brands. We're talking about brands of grudge, and why I got to be like that. We're talking about why one got to be better than the other. But, you know, it's always good to have a top 10 list. We ain't saying nobody better, but, you know, I'm talking about the top 10. I mean, you know, everybody ain't got the same top 10 list. You know, everybody ain't got the same basketball 10 list. Who's the greatest player? Who the top 10 greatest players of all time? Basketball. Who are the top 10 greatest players of all time?
Jordan.
Jordan at the top of the list. Who said that? Okay. Keep going. Who's at the top of your top 10
Dude,
list?
Who's Kareem.
Kareem
Abdul-Jabbar. You got top Barkley. Shit, that list is serious. You got my man Shaq. I mean, well, I put him there. Fuck it, I put him there. Even though he stumbles under the basket, but anyway, whatever. He fucked up on. A whole lot of them jokers. And I ain't even get to the young ones yet. You know what I'm saying?
Top 10 basketball list. Top 10 all time. Your basketball list. Top 10 all time. Who we got? Top 10 list, top 10 basketball players of all time. Who you got? Everybody loves top 10 lists. We talk about top 10 lists today. Any top 10 list you want to talk about, we can talk about right now. We done tried to any top 10 list. Who's the top 10? Let me see. Top 10.
Oh, man, you know, that's all, man. When I thought about LeBron, I kind of like, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's rough. You know.
Top 10 brands. I want to go back to grudge wrestling. Fuck all that basketball shit, man. Y'all, if y'all don't know brands, that's why we need a goddamn Hall of Fame so motherfuckers can go, like, it can be digital and it could be a damn, because it's like, it seems like nobody don't know no shit, no goddamn role. You got to have something to go learn about grudge and, you know, what's going on and keep up with grudge. You got to have a goddamn TV station or some shit because you can't find shit on this fucking Facebook shit. I mean, Facebook is good. We love it now. We ain't messing with it. But you need a goddamn TV show or channel or something that's dedicated to this shit. We love this shit, man. And not only the grudge race, but the whole car culture, man, and car culture and the hip-hop community, too. Because we do – the hip-hop community has been tied to grudge racing and the car culture forever. I mean, look at Rick Ross and the King of Fayetteville and Dexter. Dexter put him there. Dexter put Rick Ross at Fayetteville and look at all the other rappers and artists and that have been to various rap shows. And I can think of many. I'm sure you can too. I won't start calling no names. You know, I want nobody miss nobody and nobody getting their feelings. But I just had to give Dexter and his team props out for making that happen and shit. So Rick came down and did a great show, man. You know, showed the crowd a lot of love. And it was swamped at that motherfucker, man. Swamped. But yeah, biggest grudge brands. I say Fayetteville. I say Freaky Friday is one of the biggest grudge brands. What you say? One of the top 10 grudge brands of all time. Freaky Friday is one of the top 10 grudge brands. Who else belong on that list? You ain't got to say where. Who else belong on that list? Top 10 grudge brands of all time. I think Freaky Friday belong on that list. I think Orlando Speed World, No Guts, No Glory belong on that list. I think that combination of all those people.
Lion Stars and the Bears.
Of all time? Wow. I'm sure those guys thank you for that. I think Trick or Treat.
And
Trick or Treat belong on that list. Trick or Treat belong on the top 10 grudge brands of all time.
I think North versus South belong on that too because, I've been fooling with it for years.
Okay, we got to do the top 100. We ain't going to do 10. We're going to get somebody mad at the top 10. We get top 10 another day. Top 100. There's too many to get in the goddamn top 10. Top 10 grudge race brands. That's the show today. The top 100 grudge race brands, and then we'll get down to the top 10 at some point. But let's get that 100, the top 100. Somebody start writing this shit down. Somebody write this shit down. We're going to get down to this shit. The top 100, and we're going to get the top 100, and then we're going to start. This is the biggest brand challenge. This is the biggest brand challenge. The biggest grudge brand challenge. No, not even just grudge brand. Bigger than that. No, the biggest grudge brand challenge, but the biggest brand challenge, right? And you don't have to be. You can be anybody. You have any brand. If you know of a brand in grudge racing, that brand is invited to compete in the biggest brand challenge. Now we got to come up with some money. The NGRA. Biggest brand challenge, the NGRA biggest brand challenge, and we're going to have put some money up for the biggest brand challenge. We're going to see what we can do, see who want to get in the ring and you know, who want to push the fucking button, get in the ring with them.
This sounds like some serious shit, bro.
The NGRA biggest brand challenge. The NGRA biggest brand challenge. So we're going to figure out how to get that together. That's what I was talking about, the 360 shit. But you'll figure, when I get it together, I get the whole idea together, we're going to present it to the whole grudge world at the same time. So everybody going to, well, some key people might hear it before you, but you'll hear it and you'll know about what the challenge is. We're going to come up with the challenge, the NGRA biggest brand challenge. Biggest brand challenge. Any grudge brand, no matter how you got it, no matter what you do, we ain't trying to be specific. You got to be a promoter, it's got to be a racer, or it can be a car, it can be an event, it can be a track, it can be a person, it can be a personality, it can be an influencer, the car owner, like Mario is in my top 100. Mario is in my top 100. You can get down to the top 10, but Mario's in top 100. And, we got, you know, many's in the top 100. I think Sammy's in the top 100. I think, you know, Batman and Big Jake is in the top 100. I think the top 100 grudge brands of all time. We're going to have the biggest brand challenge. And you can nominate anybody for the challenge, any brand that you want. I'm going to issue that challenge. NGRA is going to issue that challenge.
You mean people pick a man t-shirt?
Huh?
You mean shit like that? You mean brand shit like that?
Yeah, Keisha is a grudge brand. And when I said that's what the 360 is about. We covering everybody, every kind of brand, whatever brand.
Okay,
how do we know you from graduation? You know, Chef Linelock is a brand in grudge. You know, and, you know what we're gonna do is we're gonna put every brand against every brand.
I don't know if you're being trying to pat me on the back, but whatever.
No, I
wouldn't.
But you got a brand. There's a lot of brands. You know, Pro Stock.
That's my brand because I stand behind that shit. If you mean it that way, you're goddamn right. Yeah,
Everybody stand behind their brands. I think, you know. Man, look, Gigantor is a brand, one of the biggest brands in the game, no doubt. And he be teasing the shit out of Gordo, Pro Stock Gordo, about his brand, you know. And people be tripping on me talking. Why you let that man take your name? That man ain't got my name. That man ain't Pro Stock Joe. That man Pro Stock Gordo. And Pro Stock Gordo got his brand, and he do what he do. And he got the right to do whatever he do. And people have a right to let him do what he do or not let him. I mean, people have a right to engage what he does or not, and the same thing with me. Man, look. Man, the motherfucker decided not to engage with me, and it hurt my goddamn feelings. I wanted to cry so goddamn thing. Decided not to engage with me at one point, you know, it's my ego, no doubt about it. But the bigger point is people got a right to their own identity, their own brand. Anybody can't tell you to have this brand or that brand. What right you to have somebody tell you to have your brand? Anyway, fuck all that. But let's get back to the bigger brand, the bigger picture. Who are the top 100 grudge brands of all time, a brand of any kind? However we know, like DJ Stickman is a brand. What's going on, DJ Stickman? Weeby Cooper is a brand. The Juice is a brand. Teachman Racing.
Slow Stop Joe, what's happening?
What's going on, DJ Stickman? ODB is a brand. Badmouth Crew is a brand. Fred Wheatley is a brand. Mobtown's a brand. Avon Thorpe, Grandma is a brand. I mean, everybody, Long Island Joe is a brand. You know, Crazy
Grandma's
Horse
a duck.
Is a brand.
Grandma's a duck.
It's still a brand, though. It's a duck that's a brand.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
I mean, I just had to say that. Fuck it. I mean, I'm a duck too, but I'm still a
Custom
brand.
Custom Tees is a brand, you know. Jay Barnes is a brand. Grudge Inc. is a big brand. Jay Barnes did some revolutionary shit with that.
I think you're dropping shit on people that they don't even realize, man, because when you just said
that's why we need. Cliff, you know what, man? We've been saying for years. We've been saying for years. Everybody I know been saying we need a Hall of Fame. We need a grudge racing Hall of Fame, a national grudge race. I mean, somebody was telling me the other day how we was all proud when Willie Dawg got inducted into the Georgia Hall of Fame, and we was proud of Jay Barnes for getting that set up. But understand, as proud as we were, wouldn't we have been prouder if he was inducted into the National Grudge Racing Hall of Fame? Wouldn't we have been prouder? I mean, I would have. You know, I'm not saying it's different when somebody else bring you over to their house and show you a good time. But it's a lot better when you bring them over to your house and show them a good time.
Where's the Grudge Racing Hall of Fame at? I ain't never heard of that. Where's it at?
Well, we got to build it. That's what NGRA is taking on that mission. We are taking on that project, and we're going to try and get some partners together, partner up with some people to go forward with that project. And maybe this big branding challenge could be the spark or something to jump it off to the big brand challenge, this big branding challenge. So big brand challenge. So we'll see what happens. We'll figure something out. But the top 100 biggest brands. What we got? The top 100 biggest brands.
Who else can go on that list? What do y'all know any grudge?
North versus the South.
What about the 2016 National Grudge Track of the Year? The Outer Banks. That's a grudge brand. You know, Northeast Dragway, you know. Smoke is a grudge brand. The 252 Bad Boys is a grudge brand, you know.
The House of Hook.
House of Hook is a grudge brand, you know. South Georgia Motorsport Sports Park, a grudge brand. Extreme Dragway, grudge brand.
I would have said the lot, man, but you know what? The lot ain't really put on the grudge map as far as I'm concerned until Long Island Joe bought his program out there. I mean, it's a damn good track, though. Don't get it.
Racing Jason.
I really want to say, too.
Does Racing Jason belong on the top 100 list? Does Young Thing, does Mark Reddick belong on the one list? Does Wicked Bird belong on the one top 100 list? Grudge brand. Top 100.
Oh, bro, you gonna back up on that. Mark Reddick, you gonna back up, man. Nah, what brand is that?
Mike Brown, 4th Street Posse, would that be a better one? I'm just saying, that's what it is. Everybody, we got to find out who the top 100 is so we can find out who the top, we got to get an even number. So we got to find out the top 100 so we can find out the top 10. And that's going to be the biggest grudge brand challenge.
You getting a lot of people hyped, including me, man. You spit out a lot of names, man. So how this going to go down, man?
We got to find how to make 2-1. We got to find out how to make 2-1. It takes two to make one. So that's the whole key. It takes two to make one. And then to make it work, we got to cover the whole thing. Got to cover everybody. Got to be 360. So you got to have two make one and three make 60. Two make one and 50 makes 60.
So basically, no matter what your brand is, you're not excluded.
Oh, no, 60 makes 50. Okay, three make one and 60 makes 50. Okay. No, three make one and 360 make 50. There you go. Two make one and 360 make 50. I got it now.
All right.
So anyway, the top 100 brands. Let's keep this shit going, man. Y'all don't know no more brands. I got to be like that? That I got to keep arguing for brands, and y'all motherfuckers should know. Okay, not motherfuckers, but people, you don't fuck your mother.
This topic is getting dry. That's what it is.
It's getting dry?
Sorry,
okay,
say, Joe.
Ghetto Cowboy.
No. I'm saying, I think, you know, no one's, this, you know, you're asking, and people gave a few, and I think that's it. I don't think it's going to go anymore. I mean, what's the topic of the show today? Is this about brands?
Yeah, what's the top 100 brands? Okay, the top 1,000 brands in graduation. The top 1,000 grudge brands in graduation. We should be able to get the top 1,000 brands in graduation. I want to hear about every brand in graduation, and we're going to have the biggest brand challenge. But let's get the top 1,000 first, or we can have the top 10,000. But I think 1,000 should cover the biggest brands in graduation. We have to start that big, then let's start that big. The top 1,000 brands in graduation, and NGRA is going to introduce the biggest brand challenge. Now, motherfucker, who pushing the fuck it button? What's up? Why I got to be like that? Why somebody got to challenge you? Put your name in the big brand challenge. Okay, I challenge everybody to put your name in the big brand challenge. The top 1,000 names in grudge, and I'm going to show you how we're going to have a conversation about how to get it down to one. Okay? It don't cost you no money. It's free of charge. The big brand, the NGRA big brand challenge, okay? The NGRA big brand challenge. That's the challenge. Don't cost you no money. If you feel like you got one of the top 1,000 brands in grudge racing, right? Don't cost you no money to sign up. What do you got to do? You got to just say amen. You just got to put your name in the hat. You got to do like we used to that. We used to put names in the hat and we used to, you know, kind of, we used to put names in the hat and allow it. I mean, if y'all scared to do it, I mean, you know, that's what the challenge is about. Who is the, not who is the biggest brand, right? We're going to have the top 10. When we get down to the top 10, we just, top 10, the top 10 is going to be you're going to be at the head of the top 10 list of the biggest brand. You're going to be at the, and we're going to plaster it and we're going to blast it all over everybody on everybody. You're going to be at the head of the biggest brands. You're going to be at the head of the biggest brands and you're going to splash that shit over everywhere. So the NGRA is issuing to the grudge racing community, the whole grudge game community, the Big Brand Challenge. Big Brand Challenge is this. How the hell you didn't name the Old Jackson Legend Killers? Listen, that, you know, Kevin Hunt, you are in the top 1,000. Your brand is in there, too. There's some brands that don't even have race cars going to be in that top 1,000 brands. Crunch is going to be in, I don't think he got a race car now, but he's going to be in the top 1,000. I mean, I don't give a fuck, you know, if you, like you said, you had an issue with another name. I mentioned Mark Reddy's name, you know. But, you know, they said it don't matter about, you know, who you are. But I'm saying, if you matter that you think you can stand up against one brand, we're going to take two and make one, two and make one, two and make one until we get down to the biggest brands. And I'll tell you how the formula, how to do it. You're going to take two brands and make one, the best, the biggest brand. So then we're going to get to the top 10.
Ghetto Cowboy, I bet your Line Lock crew brand is stand up harder than your fucking Ghetto Cowboy crew brand. That's probably why you said the shit was stale, because ain't nobody said your fucking name.
I think you're stale because I retired you, and your boy Street says you are.
You motherfucking
right.
You're right. My brand want to go across your brand's ass. The
man, line like this. You know what? You're right. You're line locked. You got locked at the light. You got light. And you know what, Joe?
You got a weak motherfucker.
Hey, Joe. Remember the show you had about experience versus, what was it? Experience
confidence.
Versus what?
You can't even remember what the fuck the show was. You stupid biscuit. Get out of here.
You better call me Butter Biscuit. All right? Right? So, Joe.
I swear your biscuit don't got no butter on it, motherfucker, because you ain't.
You remember you were talking about experience versus what? What was that topic? Experience versus what?
Get your memory right, then you'll be able to be right.
Confidence,
right? So, when me and Cliff raced, right, what do you consider that? Right? Cliff has the experience, right? Right? So he tried to double bulb me with his experience, and he found out. He tried to double bulb me, and guess what? Look at the video.
Are you saying that your confidence overcame his experience?
Exactly. He tried to double bulb me, and then he soup-slept at the light.
I didn't double bulb you. You out your mind. You bumped your head.
Look at that video.
I got every video that I've ever been
all
in.
Right.
Every video.
Look at it. You try to double bump me. It's okay, though. I love it. I love you, Cliff.
I love you, too, man. But don't forget, at the end of the day, I got the lane that I wanted, baby boy.
That's okay. That's the losing lane. That's okay.
I'm going to do that and get much more from you. All I need you to do is go.
Okay. Don't worry. It's coming. I promise you.
So, Cliff.
How long I got to wait till Christmas, Cliff, or New Year's, or Thanksgiving? Which one?
Hey, Cliff.
Huh? Yo.
do you see how Ghetto Cowboy just steered you away from the conversation that you wanted to have?
Yeah, he said that.
Not
let him do it.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm
like you let me win.
Game, my brother. I'm just giving you the game. Man,
hey, listen,
math.
what you just said, Ghetto Cowboy, you might be getting smart, son.
It's okay.
You need to pay attention to the 3:30 and then fucking pay attention to the rest. Now,
I'm new to the game. I'm not a grudge racer. I'm a drag racer. I'm not a grudge racer. I drag
man,
race you down the track.
You're a pistol without some butter, man. You ain't slick.
God damn, Cliff. God damn. Boy, Cliff talks some shit today, boy.
Where's your cheerleader? He said that I didn't retire you and I wasn't the last race you raced last year. Where's that? So you can tell him the truth. Where is he? Where's your cheerleader at?
What cheerleader?
Streets.
Oh, man, listen, I don't know about you, but this ain't no basketball game or no football game. Game ain't built that way.
Don't worry. Your day's going to come soon so you can try to beat me again. Don't worry.
Try to beat you?
I'm a guarantee.
I'm gonna put the socket to your 916.
All right. Keep that energy. I promise you. You think I gapped you then? I'm about to put a whole freaking 747 on you. Watch.
I don't know what that is. Hey, Cliff.
How long I got to keep?
Hey, Cliff.
Huh?
I don't know who got the biggest brand, but I know who got the biggest game, the gift of gas.
Here we go.
You know what? I'm going to be nice today. I'm going to be real nice.
I know who got the biggest look away game.
It's okay. Do you want me to post the pictures of you and Cliff when you hugging Cliff when he lost to me at the end of the track, and then you gave him the beer? You want me to post that?
That's part of the game, man. Listen, when your brother go down, when you came to me crying that you couldn't mad because you couldn't race, and you said, "Pro Thug, I don't know what to do." I said, "Man, go team up with a killer." And y'all go give away the bikes, and y'all feel good about giving to the community. And that's what you did.
You're funny.
But no,
I'm applauding you for still being a part of the community.
I'm applauding you because you still kept your head in there, and you did your thing. I'm not being making fun of you. I'm just being genuine. Real talk. What you and Killer did, giving away those bikes, man, to those kids. You should see those damn kids. Those pictures y'all put up, man. Now, I don't know. I haven't seen the picture of me and Cliff hugging, but I did see the picture of you putting up of those kids, and that was a beautiful thing, man. So big props out to you, brother.
Yeah, you know. You got to do it for the kids, man. That's one important thing, man. The kids are our future, man. We need to get more kids to the track, or else this grudge thing is going to be over. Definitely. We need to get the track full with kids. Definitely.
I agree.
It's never going to be over.
That's why we got to get we got to get a Hall of Fame so these kids can see what they're missing. We got to introduce this grudge racing shit to a whole new community and a whole new generation. Oh, new school. They don't even know what they're like. We can name 1,000 brands out of all the millions of brands. That we know that big brands, we got a grudge race, and y'all can't name 100, 1,000. God damn, that says something about where we are. Nobody don't know who the game is no more. Nobody don't know who.
Cliff got
who
one race. Is.
Huh?
Who keeps saying Cliff got one race?
I think it's one of your oldest cheering.
Okay. Because
Elbow whips ass in style, in case nobody knows. Elbow whips ass in style.
That's the top 1,000 brand.
I whip your ass in front of Times Square, in front of the mayor of New York. All right? I done did it before, plenty of times. And I'll show you again. I will put your ass on the big screen and guillotine. That's what I'm trying to do, Cowboy. If you want to bring your ass to North versus South, I'll put your ass on that big screen and give it to you.
Trust me, I wish I was going there with the car to give it to you there again. I wish.
Fuck, can I trust you?
I wish. What happened?
Now you telling me trust you? How in the fuck am I gonna trust you?
You trusted me when I kicked your ass before. I mean, you know, I would love to do it again. I mean, but let's not talk about it with two.
No.
You know, you already know what's holding me up. You already know what's holding me up.
We can figure that out later. I just wanted you to know that.
No, all don't worry. I'm gonna let you get through. You try to get back. Don't worry.
Already. You need to worry because I'm coming for your ass. You don't understand.
Okay. I'm not worried. That's the problem.
I believe you are.
Okay. Believe what you believe.
Trust me. You worry.
We're gonna make it juicy this time.
When and where?
We're going to have to make it juicy. We have to make a good stiff about it.
Speaking English, when and where?
Like I said, it's all about health reasons, and you already know that, and everyone knows that. And once that's good.
Look here, man. We're taking James out of the equation. Buy his car, and come on, let's do it.
I'm not like this. You have to understand. I do this for him. I do this for his wife, and I do it for myself. So they're the most important things to me. So if none of them are right, I'm not going to be right going down the track. So this is something that you understand. You got to ask Silverhawk. I really don't care if I ever go down the track again. You know what I'm saying? I do this for fun, and this is not a living for me. I enjoy racing. I always have. You know, if it's not motorcycles, if it's not cars, if it's not fighting, if it's not getting in the ring, if it's not doing jiu-jitsu, if it's not doing anything, snowboarding, whatever, if I don't feel like I'm going to go, I'm not going to go. But if when I go 110%. So don't worry. I promise you, Cliff, look, listen to me. I promise you, this year you will get the ass whipping that you've been wanting again. Okay?
I just don't know when.
Yes, sir.
You are Greenleaf. Silverhawk is Greenleaf. You and Silverhawk are teammates. Get in his shit. Let's let James recover. Damn it, let's get it. North versus South. What's your problem?
So you just want to race me. You don't even care about the car.
Am I supposed to?
No. I'm just wondering. So it's just that you want to race me. I got into your head so bad that you just want to beat me.
What you need to understand is cars don't drive themselves, at least not that I know of.
I understand.
You got your ass in a car that you didn't own, you won. You don't own, let's get it. Fuck it.
Well, when that's ready and when that's available or when Silverhawk is ready.
Come on now.
Listen, I can't tell people, hey, give me your car. If they want to give me their car, that's up to them. I don't control that. You know what I'm saying?
But you can ask.
I don't need to ask to race you, Cliff. You know, I'll be down there. Listen.
Pro stock. I just had to put my foot on his neck. Go ahead.
You didn't put my foot on your neck.
I keep my foot on your neck.
Please. Listen. There's no way.
I've been keeping my foot.
Listen.
face. You.
Look at you.
You a stiff neck bone.
I know, Cliff. Cliff, listen, don't worry. I'm going to retire you again. It's going to happen real soon, I promise.
Man,
what's the,
listen.
Okay, I feel like this. Okay, I got. What's the next race you're going to come to after North versus South? How about I put it on you?
Damn it, it ain't done. It ain't done.
Which one? Which race? After North versus South?
I'm telling you, it ain't none. I just said that.
Which
I
race you
going to
be in?
It ain't none.
Oh, okay. And I've been saying for months I'm not going to go out there until the owner's feeling well. Didn't I say
okay,
that? So you're just talking.
But if you tell me you want to be somewhere at a certain time, I think I can accommodate you.
Okay. Well, let's see. I don't know. I'm hoping, hopefully, I don't know, maybe we could do that live. Tigers and bears. Oh, my. Oh, my. Oh, my. Oh, my. How about that? That's like the last time you ever won a race. So maybe we'll do it there.
Let's lock it.
Hey, Cliff.
Back up whoever that is. Let's lock it, Cowboy.
Maybe we'll do that. What is that race? What is that race, Joe?
Who cares?
I can't. What do you mean? I need to take off from work and stuff like that. You know, I need to know. What is that? What is that race?
I just said, who cares? It's this season.
I said, I care.
Let's lock it.
You're going to lock the one. Joe, when is Lions, Tigers, and Bears?
June the 13th, 14th, and 15th.
Lock
at Custom Tees Motorsports Park.
June 13th, 14th, and 15th. Okay.
For that Saturday. Let's lock
Listen.
It.
Listen. I'm not locking things 6 months in advance. Come on. I just want to know the dates, and I'll be ready. You just be ready, and I'll make sure, you know, any show, I might say, hey, let's lock it in then. Right? How about that? Where in March?
Now that you know what the calendar looks like, but you don't know how to control your heart and get some heart, I'm going to leave that.
I don't have a heart. I have to go see the wizard.
I agree.
You know, just like you need to go, just like you need to go to the wizard and get some courage. You agree? Say it again.
I agree.
So, Lions, Tigers, and Bears sounds a good time. I think I would love to do that.
If you're going to be at North versus South, can you lock it in there? We'll put up some money there. Fuck it.
Well, I'm going to be there.
All right.
I'm going to be at North Carolina basically, I think, this weekend, and the weekend after. I'm going to be there for 3 weeks. I'm going to be in North Carolina. I'll be around.
Now listen to me real clear.
Crystal clear.
I need to understand this. Come Lions, Tigers, and Bears. I'm no longer going to talk about the Thunderbird no more. Whatever you get your ass in and drive for Lions, Tigers, and Bears, go for
uh-huh.
first. Let's get it. You understand?
Okay. And you're coming with Elbow?
Anything that you get your ass in and I get my ass in, we're going to get it. We ain't going to ask no questions.
Oh, now you're switching it. Okay, I got you.
We're not playing that game.
You're not helping me. You're trying to help yourself.
James is ready.
That's clear.
Okay. If you want to use the Thunderbird, that's fine. Say that.
Nah.
Say that.
Nah. You're not going to sip what car I bring, and you're not going to sip. What car? If you're gonna race me, if you listen. If you're gonna come with Elbow,
listen, your bells is ringing, man.
No, it isn't ringing.
I don't care.
What you gonna bring?
My man, did I ask you what you gonna bring? What's wrong with you?
No. You just told me. Listen, when it comes
English?
Close, we'll talk about it. When it comes close, we'll talk about it.
Are you smoking the green leaf? What the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah, I'm smoking everything. spoken on everything.
There you go. Okay, you know what? In the discussion, you just explain some things.
Listen, I'm about to smoke an elbow. Trust me.
Sorry, man. I got to tell you, man, this guy got a good neck, and I got to keep my foot on it. He's serious.
Yep. Keep on.
Got to keep my foot on it.
Hey, Cliff, why don't you put the video on so everyone can see that nerve that temple, that vein that's popping right there on your right hand side. Let everyone see that.
You want to see me give it to you again? I gave it to you. You want to see that again?
Don't worry. I'm going to beat you again. I'm going to be that black cat. I'm going to be that black cat of yours.
Similac. You understand what I'm saying? That Thunderbird is on Similac, man.
Okay.
I thought I was a grown motherfucker. That motherfucker's on Similac. You understand? And
then, I guess if I'm on Similac, you're on water then. I think you're on water then. It was a car. I got you. Didn't I got you?
Thunderbird's on Similac.
I got you. Didn't
you? I'm gonna piss some other people off. There's a lot of motherfuckers out here on Similac. Motherfuckers don't know what grown is grown. All these Similac baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I understand. I understand, G-Body. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
Yeah. I ain't got to worry.
Don't worry. I understand.
Hijack your show, man. Please take it back. Because this dude, man, listen, he on ice, man. Seriously, man. He's fucking iceberg, man. His new
Cliff,
name is...
You on motor or nitrous?
I'm on whichever one to take. What the fuck is your problem? I'm on whichever one to take. Take your pick.
I got a motor car.
Who is that?
It's Mel.
Melvin Wright?
What?
Look here, Melvin. You bring that motherfucking car, I might even open the fucking hood. You ain't going to tell me what to do, I ain't going to tell you what to do.
I can't tell you what to do. We don't got no nitrous, man.
I didn't ask you that. Now, since you want to jump in on some fucking shit that you don't know what the fuck is going on, I'm telling you what it is. You bring that black Monte Carlo. I don't even fuck what. You ain't got to open your hood, nothing. Let's get it. Some change. You live in North Carolina.
Nah.
You ain't got to go far. Let's get it. Block $500
nah.
on it. 1 hour after fucking me and Mark is getting it. 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, let's get it.
Motor to motor?
I'm going to ask you the same thing I asked Cowboy. Do you speak English?
No.
Okay. I see.
Saying in Spanish.
You know I blah English.
You learning, Cliff. Don't worry.
I tell you what.
We
take a spot from the same car you brought to New York. The Firebird.
Listen, I ain't fighting nothing.
Bet not.
And I will not. How that sound?
Then keep talking to Ghetto Cowboy for North versus South. I mean, for
and all you
Lion, Tigers, and Bears.
That's all you need to do, Melvin.
Thanks. I'm sorry, Cliff. And we got a $50 bet, too, right? We got a $50 bet. You told me come see you North versus South, right?
For what? Just tell me for what it is, and I'll tell you if I remember or not. I'm cool with it. What I bet $50 on?
Just, I made a comment. You and Marcus. I said, I like Marcus. And you said, well, you come see me that day.
Your $50 bet is covered. Now we ain't got to talk about that no more. I'm going to win that one.
My brother.
Are we good now?
My brother. We good, okay. Cliff.
Now, give it to me in all 10. I don't want no singles. All 10.
I'm going to put two fives.
Then I'm going to send you back to the bank or to the concession stand. You go, it's in the stiff. Five.
My brother.
All right,
my brother. My brother. You got him back, Ghetto Cowboy.
Nah, it's all right. I like working Cliff up. I like working Cliff up.
Cliff a good guy, man. Cliff a good guy. He brought my man car all the way from Jersey to Brooklyn.
I remember that day, and I stopped at the Boston Market on what the hell
was
that? Atlantic Avenue.
I think it was Pennsylvania.
Oh, that Long Street. We're taking you out to the Barclays Center.
Right.
Atlantic Avenue.
That was, hey, Cliff, that was a long, long time ago, right?
Yeah, damn sure was.
About over 15 years or something like that.
Some shit like that, man. My wife rode with me out there, man. I put it on my flatbed. I rode you out there. I was hungry going home. It was you, Teddy. It was you, Teddy, and somebody else. About three.
And the guy who bought the car, Ernie. Guy named Ernie.
Oh, okay, Ernie. And I dropped it off in a warehouse somewhere, almost.
Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania and Atlantic. Pennsylvania Pickens.
Yeah, I enjoyed that ride. We were just sightseeing. I was just sightseeing that day. I enjoyed myself. You want to get it back? I'll come back and get it now.
it's down in North Carolina now.
Listen, New York, North Carolina, two ends. I go from one end to the next end. I go get it. One end to the next end. I go get it. If you want to give it back. that was good money that day. I enjoyed the ride, like I said, man. And I fucked up because I came through Canal Street and y'all was pissed off at me. I came through Canal Street pissed off. Y'all was cussing at me like, why the fuck you take this way? I said, because that's the only way I know to get through the Brooklyn. No bullshit. Because I used to go to Empire roller skating rink, so that's the way I knew. Y'all knew the shortcuts, not me.
Right. It was a good time.
I cannot unstrap for no reasons, Fanover. I cannot do that. I cannot do
that. Turn this loose.
I cannot do that either, unfortunately.
Okay.
As much as I would
like, I respect that.
So, and because we got a little fun history together, I would probably like to do that, but despite popular opinions, I don't like giving the money away. But if it happens, I got to eat it and wear it and live with it. So I can do that, you know. But in my right mind, which I am in right now, I cannot spot you or unstrap. You know what I mean? But I can invite you to put something on yours and see how it work out. You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah. That never happened. No guy looking to sell a car. They by trying to sell out.
Well, you know what? That's like the normal thing to do here lately because the game needs some revitalization, man. Seriously, the game really needs a lot of revitalization because you know participation and this thing is really lacking. In an untraditional way, man, and I can't say that more seriously.
So
you know,
what can we do? What can we do, Mel?
He bringing the car there to try to sell it. And I told him, I said, if you bring in the car, instead of leaving it on the goddamn trailer, you might as well get some tires, put it on there, and take it down the goddamn track. Shit. Don't let it sit on the goddamn trailer with a goddamn for sale sign on it. Shit.
Now, Melvin, if I was to tell you I'd take some things, if I was to tell you I'd take some furniture off my car, you know, would you spot me?
Probably so. Maybe could do a little something just to have fun, a little bit of money, nothing big. I could talk to them.
What would that spot be, or do you need to talk to them first?
I can't tell you. I got to talk to them first because guy called. He's down, you know.
Okay, it's Monday. You know what? You got all the way till Sunday.
No doubt. I'll deal with you. I think I friend request you, too, on Facebook, too, so.
Yeah, listen, and you know what? One thing about that is I don't accept no friend requests on my personal page anymore.
Okay, no doubt.
Anybody's welcome to come to Corona Shade Tree, and I'll let you in. But I don't let no more personal requests in on my personal page because it's too much riffraff going on and scandalizing things.
And so
no doubt, especially when you got the family on there, no doubt.
Yeah, I got.
No, I understand. Especially you got the family on there, no doubt.
Oh, absolutely.
Respect.
Thanks for your understanding.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah. You'd be getting a phone call like, yo, Cliff, who's that?
That's the reason why I created Corona Shade Tree, because that's the kind of stuff I was getting, you know, and then I had to separate the two because, you know, family don't understand, you know, your extracurricular lifestyle sometimes. And
exactly,
some people, when they hear language that be going on, they don't understand. They be like, yo, Cliff, you good? I'm like, listen, man, I'm all right. You know, so sometimes it gets that way sometimes, if you know what I mean.
Right.
Yeah.
Cliff, how's your blood pressure? Is it okay?
If yours is okay, mine is excellent. How do you like that?
Okay. Just want to make sure. The gentleman you're talking to, the car you bring to Northwest South, is it a motor car, you said?
Yeah.
That you guys are trying to sell? How many old motor cars are going down to Northwest South?
He's trying to sell it, yeah.
Gotcha. Hey, Joe, do you know how many old motor cars are going down to Northwest South, or are there a lot of old motor cars around, or what's going on? I think they should do like an all motor shootout or something. Not a shootout. Sorry, Joe. All motor grudge in an event. Something. I want to see like a. I miss seeing all motor cars.
Anything, and I can't get your ass to race me. So how in the hell can you ask a question like that?
I'm just asking the question right now.
Oh, okay.
Come on, Cliff. I'm on.
I'm on you.
I'm just asking questions.
I think there's a call from Long Island. We're going to try to lock in on Joe's Long Island Joe show. I think it's called Pocahontas from Long Island.
Oh, okay. Ooh,
the,
ooh.
The Burgundy Orange to Malibu, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I have to see it. Oh, Pocahontas. Orange and... Okay, I think I know the car.
I think he'd be running in the street too out there in Long Island.
Yeah, I think I know the car.
I think it's a motor car, big block or whatever. Like I said, it ain't my car, but it's my man car. And like I told him, put some tires on and fuck it. I mean, let that shit go down the track. Maybe somebody catch somebody eye. You know what I'm saying? What the fuck? Come here sitting on the motherfucking trailer and say, it do this and do that. Fuck that. Let somebody see what it do.
Yeah, you're correct. You're absolutely right. And plus, if you're towing it there, might as well. You're already there. Yep,
yeah.
You're right.
He lives in North Carolina now, so, you know, he's like half an hour away, 45 minutes from that track. He lives in Raleigh.
Gotcha. Hey, Joe, are you going to have your show on tonight at 8 for your guests, your special guesting? I know you say you'll do something like that on Mondays. Are you going to do it this Monday or?
No, I can't tonight.
Okay.
I'm going to reach out to them. I forgot to confirm yesterday, and
don't force it. But I think that's a good idea that you have doing that. Because then the more people that see it, you know, especially when you have different people, like if you put Cliff, interview him, how long he's been doing this, and people get to know the racers, then the fan base will get, I think, a lot bigger. You know, especially with the girls. You know, we got a couple of women on here that are female racers. You know, I would like to know more about, or, you know, stuff like that. You know, that'd be great. You know, so for us to get out there more, that's a good idea, Joe.
Thank you. Appreciate that. We'll check.
You all right, Joe?
Yeah. I was just thinking about how we're going to get this Hall of Fame. Are we going to get this Hall of Fame, challenge done, this big brand challenge, so we can put it together so that we have a big
a big brand challenge, and a bunch of different kinds of brands can compete for the biggest brand, but we all doing it to build the Grudge Wrestling Hall of Fame, you know?
I like the idea, Joe, and that's a good, you know, good idea and everything. You know, you just have to have everyone on the same page. And for me, it's hard to get everyone on the same page. It's the same thing with, like, all the promoters getting on the same page. You know, I don't know. How would you that's a big task for you to try to think of a way to – how would you have it sectioned off, like, north and then south, or are you going to have it all together? Because – you know, if you do it all together, that's going to be really hard, really, really hard.
Mm.
You know, you're going to have three sections, you know, the DMV, the north, and then the south, you know, and you have to figure it out.
I think he says some type of Hall of Fame situation, and then he asks everybody to, you know, what's your 10 best brands, like races? I said stuff like Keisha, you know, Trigger Man, and things of that nature. And then Pro Stock said, hell, Line Lock Crew is a brand. And after I thought he was trying to clown me, I said, fuck it, I agree with it. Then you said, well, I don't think you gave a good example, make jokes on you. I said, that's because nobody ever said Ghetto Cowboy or stuff like that. But, you know, Pro Stock, you need to reiterate on what you said, because I took up a lot of your time talking to these guys about racing. I mean to interrupt your show, but you know you were saying some things and some people might not even be sure what the hell you was talking about, you know. So, you know, maybe you want to reiterate at the top of the hour and see how that go, because, you know, I apologize for jumping in for the majority of your show, man.
No, I got
well,
what you
I
were
came
saying.
On late uh-huh. I came on late. Yeah. I don't even know what's going on.
You know, but Elbows are definitely a brand. Limelight Crew is definitely a brand. I mean, hey, Silverhawk is a brand. You know, it sounds nice. It's catchy. It's good. You know, Lime Lock Crew, it's a brand. It's, you know, it's catchy. Elbow, you know, People's Cars, you know, that's a brand. You know, it depends how you brand yourself and how you become popular. You know what I'm saying? Just like The Rock. He branded himself very well. He became popular.
Old Jack, Walter Man is a brand. Midnight Express is a brand. Devilhawk is a brand. Pegasus is a brand. Old Salt and Pepper is a Sweet and Low is a brand.
Bad Mouth Crew.
Manager is a brand. Wolf Pussy. You know who Wolf Pussy is. A brand. That's going to be my favorite. Wolf Pussy going to be in my top 10. Every time Wolf Pussy come up, I'm a help Wolf Pussy. I'm a vote and help Wolf Pussy win the top brand in the Grudge Land, the biggest brand challenge. I'm going to help Wolf Pussy win. Who gonna help me help Wolf Pussy? Can we push Wolf Pussy to the top?
I don't know about that.
No, but I'm saying let's get Wolf Pussy out there. Like, Wolf Pussy, that's what we do. We are a branded network. The reason we know all these brands is because we made them. Not me, not you, but all of us together. Not this platform, but this is part of it. You know, all of us together, because understand, everybody needs to do their part. The journalists, the shows need to do their part and put the people on the platform, just like you said, Ghetto Cowboy.
Join the meeting.
You need to do your part, too, by being out there doing what you do. So we need two sides. We need two to make one. In order to make you a star, you got to be on the platform, one, and two, you got to be doing your job for being talk about you. We don't talk about everybody. We don't make their brand.
Hey, Joe, I'm proud of you.
Huh?
I'm proud of you, Joe.
Thank you. Why is that?
You standing behind your son and supporting him. I really appreciate you. You coming along.
Ooh.
Hey. Ooh. Imagine,
imagine
my
dude if he can keep himself under control. Imagine is my dude. Listen, I love his energy sometimes, but you know, like me, he got the same problem I got. Sometimes I talk and he don't know the hell I'm talking about. And sometimes
he's doing a whole lot better, Joe. He's doing a whole lot better.
I gotta go watch him. I gotta go watch him. And I check his game out. Check his people. I gotta go peep him out.
He's doing a whole lot better.
That's cool.
You could give your son a reward. He's doing a whole lot better.
Yeah. Hey, Sybil, how you took the words out of my mouth? I was getting ready to say my last comment. Your son is learning well, Joe. Your son is learning well. I'm glad to see y'all unite. Back on you.
You crazy kid. Dave, you think it real hard there.
Who think it real hard?
Yeah, it's not an easy thing. It's not an easy thing to do. Yeah.
How's everybody doing today?
I'm just waking up.
Hey, Kenny, you coming down, north versus south? You going to be able to come down?
I don't know if I'd be able to make that, but I know I'm going to Coastal Plains.
Okay.
Because I don't get off work till like 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning on Saturdays. And for to take that drive down there when I get off, oh, no, hell
yeah.
No.
Yeah, that's rough. I wouldn't tell that to anybody. Yeah, yeah. So I was just asking. You know,
yeah, I know I'm going to be at Coastal Plains, but I don't know if I'm going to make north versus south. I don't know. I might feel a sick day that day.
Well, listen, if between now and Friday, if you think you're coming for sure, just let me know, man, because, you know what, I normally put some food together, you know, for my close parties, you know, and we come fellowship, you know. I'll tell you, come on through, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, if I come, you know, I come through and holler at you, Cliff.
Oh, absolutely. So, you know, and that's what it is.
Good.
You know, you go to these shows, man, you know, the concession stand is wonderful, but ain't nothing like wanting seconds and don't want to go out up there and wait in that line and have to waiting all that line just for some French fries and fingers, you know what I'm saying? It's just too easy to, you know, bring a hot top or a grill and get it in, you know?
That is true. That is true.
I never forget. I fucked the boys up a couple of years at Custom Tees in lunch. And I said, we going to eat. And so when breakfast got there, they said, what in the world? What are we eating? I pulled out the food. You know, it was simple. It was simple breakfast. Shit. Tore it up. Then it was time for lunch. And I had a hot top. And anybody who don't know what a hot top is, that's a stove or a griddle. And I had aluminum foil pan, and I had some food. And it said, how you going? I said, lunch is going to be mashed potatoes, gravy, and baked chicken. He looked at me like he saw a spaceship. He said, how you going to make mashed potatoes? Now, I'm going to hit y'all to something. Any of y'all know that? Yeah, you got instant mashed potato. It's in a box or a bag. Don't take nothing but some water, some hot water. Any of y'all that know about gravy, you can buy that shit in a can or a jug. All right? And we got a hot top and you steam it off, you know, because everything was pre-cooked. Steamed it off. Shit. We talking about a whole chicken that was gone in 5 minutes.
Mm.
No bullshit.
Really, Joe? 60 seconds, we're off? Man.
Cliff, you had me until you started talking about that box, man.
I don't know
what. What kind of chef are you?
I have to get somebody.
Yeah, but Pluto, once you put hot water on box or bag mashed potato, all you need is some butter. You know what I'm saying? And everybody knew about canned gravy or gravy in the jar. Now, of course, I can make all that shit from scratch, you know, bake, boil some potatoes, all that kind of shit. But when you move, if anybody knows how to camp out, if you know how to camp, if you're a camper or a Boy Scout, you know you got to be able to be self-sufficient out there in the wilderness. It's all the same shit. It's all the same shit.
Rice and gravy.
Yo, what that woman keep talking about all these seconds for? Who is that woman?
It's a countdown. The show's going to come off.
Is that right,
Prof? I got to find somebody to take those seconds. I don't know how to.
Yeah.
It's an end. getting paid. The grudge game will never be the same. It's the N-G-R-A. We're locking in and getting paid. Where everybody wants the money in a pen.
Welcome to the money zone, we pay to play. Win or lose, somebody getting paid today. About to make the grudge papers, guess it's safe to say. Line up, and we gon' make you famous today. Somebody tell mama they done smoked up the kitchen. Put yourself on the board and play your position. It's a win-win, so how could you lose? Pick one and ride with them, you got something to prove. At the
N-G-R-A. Be the same. It's the N-G-R-A. We're locking in and getting paid. Where everybody wants the money in a pen.
That man guilty of disturbing the peace. You ain't a racer, get you some holla dollars at least. Yeah, we grudge you for cash. Chairman of the board got his foot on the gas. Turn them lights on, you better get you a victory. Don't know who Willie Dog is, check your history. Rules to the game, money, math, and mystery. You gotta keep cool and you gotta have heart. That's the number one rule at the
N-G-R-A. Never be the same. It's the N-G-R-A. We're locking in and getting paid. Where everybody wants the money in a pen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You go.
Goodbye.